O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity, by invocation of the same, the three in one, and one in three, of whom all nature hath creation, eternal Father, Spirit, Word, praise to the Lord of my salvation. Salvation is of Christ the Lord. Verses from Psalm 104. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea spread far and wide, and there move creatures beyond number, both small and great. There go the ships, and there is that Leviathan, which you have made to play in the deep. All of these look to you, to give them their food in due season. When you give it them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good. When you hide your face, they are troubled. When you take away their breath, they die and return again to the dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will make music to my God while I have my being. So shall my song please him, while I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed out of the earth, and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Alleluia. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. Let us pray. Creator God, send your Holy Spirit to renew this living world, that the whole creation, in its groaning and striving, may know your loving purpose and come to reflect your glory. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come."
Jesus said, "I am the true vine. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit." In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. For all who work in the media and the arts, giving thanks for human creativity and inspiration, let us pray to the Father. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For those who work in farming and fishing, giving thanks for the food we eat and for those who have produced and supplied it, let us pray to the Father. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For all who work in commerce and industry, for the flourishing of individuals and organizations, for prosperity with integrity, let us pray to the Father. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For those whose work is unfulfilling, stressful or fraught with danger, for protection from danger and from anxiety, let us pray to the Father. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For all who are unemployed, that they may find hope for the future and practical and emotional support in the present, let us pray to the Father. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
In a moment of silence, let us commend ourselves and all for whom we have prayed to the mercy and protection of God. Eternal light, shine into our hearts. Eternal goodness, deliver us from evil. Eternal power, be our support. Eternal wisdom, scatter the darkness of our ignorance. Eternal pity, have mercy upon us, that with all our heart and mind and soul and strength, we may seek your face and be brought by your infinite mercy to your holy presence. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God bless the work of our hands. Amen. Amen.